got no service in the club, you say, say. What, what did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you, I'm kinda busy.
Get loud, you're listening to the riot. Get up, get down, get loud, you're listening to the riot.
All right, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by TheRiotRadio.com. Yeah. Check that out on the website, the Twitter. Check us out on Facebook, at Hoops and Hip Hop, Hoops and Hip Hop. Yeah. I'm Chris Charisma. With me, I have
DJ Johnson. What's going on? Wagwan.
Yes, sir. That was some Lady Gaga featuring Beyonce.
Yeah, Telephone.
For the two ladies that happened to walk in on the show previous to us, you guys are probably not out there, but that was a request. We'll take that as a request.
Somewhat, yeah.
Today is our 11th show this year.
Number 11. Yeah.
We're in the double digits now.
Yeah. It feels good.
It does. It does. New time slot and everything. Fridays, 11 to 12. Last week, we had James Borbeth come in from the Dino Nation blog. Today, it's going to be you and me. We're going to discuss some Raptors talk. We're going to discuss the trade deadline that recently passed in the NBA.
Yeah.
Everyone's favorite player, Chris Bosh.
What happened to him recently?
Yeah, and possible, just, you know, the idea of the NBA expanding.
Oh, yeah.
Outside of the United States.
It's a global game.
It's a global game. And, as always, we'll be playing the music that goes with the culture that is the NBA.
Yeah, which is hip-hop, you know, R&B, Some good music.
Yeah. I feel you. All right, so what's coming up next right now?
So next we got J. Cole in the morning.
All right. Hoops and Hip Hop.
Tryna get beside you like the number 9 dime. You fine as hell. I guess I met you for a reason, only time could tell. But well, I'm wondering what type of shit you wanted. Do you like the finer things? Are you a simple woman? Would you drink with a nigga? Do you smoke weed? Don't be ashamed, it ain't no thing. I used to blow trees, getting lifted. I quit the shit, I might get high with you. It's only fitting cause I'm looking super fly with you. A fly with you, a powerful, you do something to me. Cause girl, I caught the vibes like you do something to me. So I threw them back. Now all my niggas hollering, who was that? Oh boy, she bad, nigga, what you about to do with that? I'm finna take you home, sip a little Patron. Now we zone in, baby, you're so fine. Can I hit it?
something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. I suppose I make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Cause with all that recognition, it gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. But live, girl, have some fun, girl, we'll be fine. Trying to convince myself I found one, making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I always fall for your time, yeah. For your time, tell me. There's a reason for it all. You say that you're nothing like the last girl. I just pray that you don't let me down right now. It's too late, I'm already yours. You just gotta promise me hearts won't break and end up like before. I swear I always fall for your time. For your time, tell me why I always fall for your time.
Yeah.
For your time.
Look.
Dress hanging off your shoulder, barely sober. Telling me how you moving away and starting over. Girl, quit playing, you just drunk, you just saying shit. And oh, you dance like how, like ballet and shit. Oh, wait. No, I get it, girl, I'm with it. I've been down this road before and yeah, I skid it, but forget it, damn. I wonder why I never learned my lesson. It's feeling like it's second chance and it's the first impression. And I heard there's nothing new except for someone new. But how you supposed to find the one with anyone who come with you? Talking to myself but I never listen. Cause man, it's been a while and I swear that this one's different. That's why I'ma take you anywhere you wanna go. Let you meet my friends so they can lecture me again about how reckless I have been. And I'm slowly running out of all the time that I invested making all the same mistakes. And I'm just trying to correct it and I fall.
Tell me why I always fall for your time. For your time.
I just can't explain this shit at all.
Oh, for your time.
I just can't explain this shit at all.
Oh, for your time.
Alright, what's going on? You're listening to Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by TheRiotRadio.com. Please check that out and our Facebook page, Hoops, the letter N, Hip Dash Hop. I got it right there this time.
Good job.
I'm Chris Charisma, and with me,
it's DJ Johnson. What's happening out there, everybody?
Alright, 11th episode. We just played Fall for Your Type.
Yeah, Drake, Jamie Foxx
featuring Drake. Yeah. And that was a request. On behalf of Katie and Sierra.
Mm-hmm. So if you're out there, you know.
And chilling still in the calf.
Yeah.
Props to you for coming in and dishing out a request.
Yeah.
All the shows on the Riot request for you guys to, you know, encourage you guys to do that, so feel free. All right, now moving on. Mm-hmm. The Toronto Raptors We like to talk about them. You know, they're an integral part of our show. Pretty they're having a rough year this season.
Very rough.
But the rough patches that come with a young team. NBA history is being made today. The first ever regular season game being played outside of North America. Mm-hmm. The Toronto Raptors versus the New Jersey Nets. They will be playing at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time in London. London. In Europe. First ever regular season game in Europe. The NBA, they're trying to expand, right? Mm-hmm. They've had games in Beijing, in Europe, countless of places, but they've all been preseason games.
Yeah.
First ever regular season game now.
I think it's awesome, to be completely honest. It's a global game already, and I think that the amount of European players that are in North America playing, mm-hmm. I mean, I think there should be some European teams, because I know there's good European teams like Spain, you know what I mean? So if they could have an actual NBA team, it's only going to better the organization as a whole.
Now, I mean, what do you think about... There's all this talk about the NBA one day expanding into Europe and having a European division, mm-hmm. like a division just with like maybe 4 or 5 European teams.
Yeah.
And then at some point of the season, NBA players or NBA teams are going to have to do the whole little European tour.
Yeah.
And they'll play all the European teams in like 1 week, and then they're done with that. What do you think
of
that?
You know what? I don't mind it, because all those American teams have to come up here. Mm-hmm. You know...
It is a bit.
You know
it's,
I mean?
It's a bit more of a travel.
More of a travel, obviously. Yeah, it's more of a travel. But I mean, it's still pretty much the same as you have to leave your state to come to another country to play.
Yeah. See, so you're saying that if they do expand in Europe, you're down with that? You're okay with that?
Completely down with it. I think there's a lot of good professional teams, like I said before, in Europe already.
Uh-huh.
So you know, give them some shine and.
Well, how do you think players are gonna feel like? Because if there's a European division, you could be traded to a European team.
Well. It comes with a game, and there's more money down there in Europe anyway.
Yeah, but they'd be on NBA contracts because they'd be NBA teams, right?
It's a complicated thing, but I think overall they'll enjoy it more. The experience is great. So you know,
now,
do it while you can.
Quickly back to the Toronto Raptors. Their last two games, they beat New Orleans and they lost to Dallas, which
we were there.
We attended. Is baseline tickets courtesy of DJ.
Yep.
So thank you again.
I'll
pay you back slowly for that.
All right, cool.
I'll get you batteries next week. AAA batteries for your Beats headphones.
My Beats headphones, okay. I'll take that.
People are like, batteries.
Yeah, hey, it comes in handy.
Batteries are pretty. For you guys who own Beats headphones, you know batteries
are
what's up.
Exactly what's going on.
They got blown out.
Yeah.
Against Dallas, but they did have a very good game against New Orleans, and one of the players that stood out to many Raptor fans is newly acquired player James Johnson. What are your thoughts on him so far in his little short stretch as a Raptor?
Hey, I always call him, I'm calling him one of my cousins, one of the Johnson brothers over here.
But, yeah.
I think he's been great. I think he's an overall player, and he's showing it right now. He's rebounding, he's blocking shots, he's stealing, he's getting his points off. I think he takes a couple of shots here and there that aren't needed right now, but you know, the offensive side of his game will come eventually, but right now he just needs to stick on defense. But he's been pretty good.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I think when that shot starts to fall, he'll be even that much better.
Oh yeah,
and I'm really happy for the guy. I've watched his interviews. He's a really humble guy, really articulate. Yeah, he's so excited to have this opportunity. On top of that, while we were at the game, we got to meet Matt Devlin. So hopefully we'll be able to get him in. He said he would be a guest, and we're excited for that to happen whenever that does happen. Right now, we're gonna go back to a little bit of music.
Yeah,
we have because.
The Rescue You.
Rescue You by Ryan Leslie.
Yeah.
Then after that, All of the Lights by Kanye West and his crew.
So enjoy that, everyone.
You've been what you see, all of the good and the bad and in between. You could let it out tonight, I'm gonna be right here till sunrise. Don't be scared of a thing, let it flow. Whatever you're feeling, girl, you can let me know. I'm right here to make it alright, even if it takes me all night. I know that it might be hard for
you to say. But you can take your time, I ain't going nowhere. So slowly unlock your heart, show me the way to make it right, baby. I'm coming,
coming through to rescue you.
I can be your superhero.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
Girl, don't be afraid to let go.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
You can hold me till you feel alright.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
Stay with you till the morning light. Honey, I'm here to take care of you. Make you forget everything you're going through.
Even for a moment in time, let me take you there in your mind.
So follow me into another place. The tears that you're crying, I'll wipe them from your face.
Am I here to make it alright?
Even if it takes all night,
I
know that it might be hard for you to say, yeah. But you can take your time, I ain't going nowhere. Your heart, show me the way,
way to make it right, yeah.
To make it right, baby, I'm coming.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
I can be your superhero.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
Girl, don't be afraid to let go.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
You can hold me till you feel alright.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
Stay with you all the way till the morning light. You ain't got to worry, I'll be
coming to your rescue, coming to your rescue.
Whenever you need me, I'll be
coming to your rescue, coming to your rescue.
When you're lonely at night, I will be
coming to your rescue, coming to your rescue.
Anytime that you need me, baby, call,
just call me.
Oh, when I'm
coming through to rescue you.
Ooh, I will be your superhero.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
Girl, don't be afraid to let go.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
You can hold me till you feel alright.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
I'll stay with you till the morning light.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
I can be your superhero.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
Girl, don't be afraid to let go.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
You can hold me till you feel alright.
Said I'm coming through to rescue you.
Stay with you till the morning light.
Nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Life, drug life, thug life, rock life, every night. Mistakes. I bought my head and court sucked me dry. I
spent that bread. She need a daddy. Baby, please, can't let her grow up in that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Fast life, drug life, thug life, rock life, every night.
All of the lights.
Genre has no barrier. We play everything.
Hey, what's happening, everybody out there listening to Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by The Riot Radio. Check out TheRiotRadio.com. What's up, Chris? Who do we have in there with us?
We have Mr. Chris Willis.
What's going on?
Hey. The host of two shows.
Yes.
Two. I've been on one of them.
Yeah, last Monday.
Yeah, The Mixer. Mm-hmm. And the other one being?
Retro Discs on Thursdays.
Retro Discs.
12 to 1 with Angie Doucette, myself.
Shout out to Angie.
Hello, Angie out there.
Probably a couple feet away.
There we go.
We have Chris coming in because you're kind of like a regular on Hoops and Hip Hop.
It's kind of nice, actually. I really appreciate becoming a regular, too.
But we brought you in specifically because now we're going to just quickly recap the recent trade deadline that passed in the NBA. Some prominent trades were Carmelo to New York, which we'll touch upon in a little bit.
We'll get into that.
Darren Williams to New Jersey, mm-hmm. who is, in my opinion, Darren's pretty pissed about that. The reason we have Chris in here is because I kind of broke the news to him on the Mixer that I think you knew Perkins got traded, but
yeah, I knew
Nate Robinson also was included in the package to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Which I was really upset about.
Yeah. So Perkins and Nate to Oklahoma.
And Jeff Green
Jeff Green and Kristage heading out to Boston. I mean, a lot of Boston fans aren't happy with the trade, Chris being one of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to become an Oklahoma fan now.
Really?
because of Robinson.
Yeah, I'm a fan already. They're a young and up and coming team.
Oh, yeah.
And now they have Nate who can back up Westbrook. I like what Nate brings to that team. And Nate Just to somewhat comfort you, Chris, here.
Okay.
Nate is he's quite happy in Oklahoma right now.
Well, that's good.
Because they're letting him – in Boston, it's a bit more structured, right? It's a really disciplined, strict offense and defense, and you have to kind of stay within the whole structure the coach gives you.
And he wasn't getting a lot of time, was he?
No, it's hard with Rondo there. It's hard with your boy Rondo taking up all those point guard minutes.
So
right? But now in Oklahoma, they let him more freewheel and do his thing, and he's doing well.
Right on.
Now with Boston, I don't know if you know much of Jeff Green?
No, I'm actually not that too familiar. But was it a good move in the sense, is it going to be a good asset to the team?
He's a really good player. Yeah? A really good all-around player.
Right.
He was like Robin, pretty much, to Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant.
Okay.
So he's a really good player. I think he still has more to grow, but he'll rebound for you. He'll block shots. He'll do little dirty things, little hustle things.
Right on.
For the team. So
don't get me wrong. Like, let me reiterate. Like, I'm still obviously a huge Boston fan.
Oh,
despite
Green power.
Despite Robinson going, I still dig the Celtics. I was just very surprised. I had no idea he had gone. So.
Honestly, I wouldn't have traded Perkins. I didn't expect. They're in first place. I don't really.
Do you think they did though because of the injury? Because of how long he was taking?
It's a good point. It's a good
because he was out for a long since the playoffs.
It was really nagging.
It's really nagging, but he was your starting center. Why would you trade him? I don't understand. He worked very well with Kevin Garnett for what they did.
Chemistry was good.
I don't see Jermaine O'Neal. He's still out, isn't he not?
He's out. He's back then he goes back out. He's the glass near.
You have Shaq, who's been there for.
He's turning to dust.
Yeah, he's turning to dust.
He's getting on.
why would you trade him?
Well, I did break on. Chris's show, The Mixer, at 3-4, right?
That's correct.
3-4. I did break on his show that my prediction, I haven't told you this yet, but I think Boston's going to go after Dwight Howard in the 2012 free agency because they don't have a center because Shaq is dying. Jermaine O'Neal has a glass knee that you just kind of look at wrong in the wrong way, it will shatter and break.
Oh, yeah.
So they don't have a center. Jeff Green and Kristaps are expiring the same year Dwight expires. And they'll have the money to pitch at him. If you could come up to Dwight and say, hey, team up with Rondo, Ray, Pierce, KG.
But if I was Dwight Howard, I wouldn't take it.
Why not?
Because
I'm not even a Celtics fan.
To be completely honest with you, Kevin is old. He's getting old, man.
Yeah,
there's not much years for him left.
They're only going to have 1 year together. Then Ray expires, KG expires, but he's still going to be able to grow up with Rondo. A Rondo Dwight, you basically have the best perimeter defender and the best interior defender.
But what about everything else?
What about
the bench?
You plug it with holes.
You're going to have another Miami team?
Well, I asked you earlier on your show, how would you feel if they acquired Dwight?
See, I don't like Dwight Howard.
Yeah, see, But aside...
But he is... It would be a good addition to the
great.
Team.
It would be amazing.
If they could get him.
You'd start to like him after a while, I guess.
I don't know if I'd start to like him, but I'd appreciate his role.
All the shot blocks. A couple shot blocks, and you'll love him.
At least he'd have that energy. He'd be able to run with the Celtics.
Yeah.
Because the Celtics are...
But, by any means, he's way better than Perkins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With Rondo up front and Dwight down low, you have everything you need to form a good defense. You have the first level and the last level. You just plug in whatever. Other than that, the other big news after the trade deadline was Melo to New York. We all knew it was going to happen. It eventually did. Now that he's with New York, they have their own little big three in Carmelo Anthony, Amari Stoudemire, and Chauncey Billups. How are you feeling about that big three right now?
I like it. To be completely honest, I like it.
They beat Miami.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And I don't know if you heard, Miami lost yesterday, too.
Oh, that's good.
They did.
That's excellent.
So,
Chris Bosh was very frustrated, but we'll get into that later.
We'll get into that later. New York, they're going to try to bring in that third star depending on what happens with the new CBA.
Yeah.
They're taking a look at Chris Paul. If they get Chris Paul, that is, in my opinion, the perfect complimentary player.
You know, between us and the cafeteria out there, I'm actually starting to become a Knicks fan.
Yeah? I honestly hate the Knicks.
Yeah.
Because they're in our division.
Yeah.
And the Raptors used to have a really good rivalry with them.
But what's going to happen, though, if they do get Chris Paul, though? What's going to happen with Chauncey?
He leaves.
He leaves? That's it?
Well, if they get Chris Paul next year, Billups has one more year on his contract. He can kind of mentor Chris. Well, you don't really need a
mentor.
Chris Paul doesn't really need a mentor.
He's been there for
five, 6 years. If the Knicks have to choose between Chris Paul and Billups, you kick Billups to the curb and you take Chris Paul.
Really?
I don't know.
I do.
I really like Chauncey Billups and what he brings, especially on that defensive end. I mean,
it's chemistry
Paul,
though, too, right?
Yeah,
because you build that.
That's as well. You're gonna lose a lot of chemistry.
You get rid of someone, you throw someone else new into the mix. It's gonna be harder to adapt to that,
especially.
I don't know. I mean, Billups, they want someone at the point to kind of grow up with Amari and Melo during their prime. Billups is a bit past that, in my opinion.
Yeah, but he's still such a phenomenal player. He could be an all-star at any given time. Yeah. I think it's just he decides to fit in the system and do what they want you to, right? Because look at him in Detroit. He was an all-star in Detroit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Finals, no, I'm not. I'm not slandering Billups whatsoever. I'm just saying that if it does happen where they have to choose between CP3 and Billups,
they're gonna take Paul.
They're gonna take Paul.
I guess. I don't know, but I think Chris Paul has more nagging injuries than Chauncey Billups. So then there's that whole, you know, that whole issue there.
Everyone has nagging injuries.
No, but Chris has been out for like a long time. And like over his years, there's been ankle injuries, there's been knee injuries.
I think it's more of the Vince Carter thing, where Vince Carter had all those nagging injuries, and as soon as he left, he was Superman again.
How are they doing that? How are the Suns doing? Are they doing well?
Yeah,
they kicked Toronto's butt, but that's because Vince was motivated. When Vince is motivated, he's
always
awesome.
Motivated.
What do you guys think of his beard?
His beard?
That's a good question. What do I think of that beard?
It's a little weird, because I think he can still grow hair.
Yeah.
I remember in 2000, the Olympics, he grew hair.
Yeah.
And I was surprised by that. And look, he dunked over like a 7-foot guy. I think he's growing in the wrong place.
And that's going to segue into our next song. Vince Carter's hair is our cue to kind of wrap that up. Yeah. We have, what do we have next on the Dr.
Play
DJ?
Play a Circle with I Can't Remember.
All right, so thanks again to Chris Willis of The Mixer and the other show,
Retro Disc.
Catch him on the Riot Radio. Thanks again, Chris.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right.
Hey,
Hoops and Hip Hop.
Go Boston. Bye.
She's the girl that used to be in the town I can't remember. Just the face I used to see in the town I can't remember.
Just landed, got a little jet lag. Shoes don't match, so I switched to the next bag. I be traveling like a motherfucker. I should've gave that 5 minutes, got another number. But she texts me and I text her back. I said, I don't remember you. She sent a picture back. Yeah, I said, I remember that. Well, remember that. Yeah, vividly, literally. She said, you can't get rid of me. And the remedy was me. And I paused, cause, draw. I'm a doctor and a mechanic. I can fix broken hearts. You feel me?
In another city, thinking about you, baby. Wanna get closer, wish you was with me. I gotta get that.
Knocking down walls, trying to get to them draws. Pause for the calls. I got so much money, I can buy you a star. Just see the boys and be at yeah. Looking like a million, diamonds just shining. They looking so brilliant, pretty face smiling. She looking so resilient. Say she got a man, but a man ain't with her. Shawty go ahead, got her in the bed. Shawty wanna ride, told her more. All night wildin', forgot about a man. But anyway, holla at your boy when you can. I'm gone.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
Wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life.
Drop down to your knees. Young Money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be our year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even roll. These niggas be dropping songs, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fuck it, me and Nicki, nigga getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
Have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment.
What's going on?
What's going on?
You're listening to Hoops and Hip Hop.
And I tell them girls, bye, bye, bye.
Yes. Getting to DJ Johnson, getting his Drake swag on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Chris Charisma. We are Hoops and Hip Hop, brought to you by TheRiotRadio.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Please check that out. And our Facebook page. Feel free to like it, support us. The
Please.
Page is
Hoops. Letter N.
Hip.
Hip dot hop.
That's it. There it is. Plain and simple. All right. Now, what I want to get into really quick before we sign off is what I like to deem to be the phenomenon that is hating on Chris. And by Chris, I mean not Chris Willis, who we just had in.
No,
Chris
he's cool.
Bosch.
He's cool.
Christopher Wesson Bosch. It has become a fad for not just players, not just media, but everyone and their mothers and brothers and sisters and dads to hate on Chris Bosch.
Hey, everybody hates Chris.
Yeah. He was loved here in Toronto. Now he's in Miami, and he is, I guess, the target of choosing.
Hey, he made himself a target, man.
Yeah. You've seen that. If you guys haven't seen it yet, I know myself and DJ, we've seen it, the Onion piece on it.
Yeah, Onion Report.
They did one recently on Chris Bosch. It is incredibly funny.
Oh,
the whole premise was that LeBron James and Dwayne Wade intentionally left Chris Bosch in the car.
Well, he was locked in that
car. With the windows rolled up on a very hot Miami day.
Yeah.
And the police had to break him out. And he was so confused as to why his friends would leave him in the car. And when pulled out by the cops, he burst out in tears.
Well, he was crying during that whole news conference afterwards. After that game that they suffered last night.
Yeah, they lost to Orlando.
20-point deficit, man. Orlando came out firing from the three-point line, and it was over.
Yeah, it was their second biggest comeback in franchise history. And oh my goodness, the internet is literally
going nuts.
Going nuts with Chris Bosh everything. Chris Bosh pictures. There's two little gifs of Chris Bosh slamming the ball down, and
that was funny.
And being hit in the face with a ball by LeBron.
He's not ready for any of those touches, man. He's looking for more touches. Yeah. And, you know,
LeBron literally whipped that ball at Chris Bosh's head and it bounced off. Yeah. And there's another video of Chris Bosh flopping twice in 10 seconds to Dwight Howard.
Listen, I don't know what happened to him when he left, but he's he did a 360, bro. A complete 360.
Twitter was going hard at Chris Bosh, calling him Christina Bosh, Bosh Spice. I heard Bosh Spice.
That's good. I never heard that.
There's a lot of names going. And now the picture of him basically tearing up during the press conference. Jeez. People are photoshopping that to death right now.
I really don't know what to say, man. I really think that Chris Bosh, man, you made your grave, bro. You made your grave.
He's the scapegoat. If anything goes wrong in Miami, you can't really point fingers at LeBron.
How?
Can't point fingers at D Wade.
They both scored tremendously yesterday.
Yeah.
And Bosh.
I think he finished with like 12-5 or 13-5, something like that.
I think he had 15 points at the end, bro.
Yeah.
So you might be talking about like free throws.
Are you sure? ESPN said he had like 13-5.
Really? I'm not too sure. I remember seeing something about him having like 15 points or something like that.
Maybe.
But compared to the other two big guys, you know, that's not really adding up, especially when he lost the game. I remember Charles Barkley, too. He went off.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if someone's going to be traded, it's going to be Chris Bosh. You're not going to trade LeBron. You're not going to trade D-Wade. So, I mean, I like the guy when he was in Toronto. Yeah, I was one of his biggest fans. And hopefully everything works out. But for now, he's in a tough situation. And it's funny because when he went to Miami, he was all supposed to be better.
Yeah. It was supposed to be the promised land, so to speak. You know what I mean? And so far it hasn't been, so.
And speaking of the promised land, someone who's reached that, in her eyes, is Nicki Minaj. We just recently played her.
Nicki Minaj.
Recently played a song off her album, Pink Friday.
Yeah.
Recently, Minaj became the female to have the most weeks in the top 10 on the Billboard 200 chart.
Young Money.
In terms of a female rap album. So she's been in the top 10. She's been in the top 10 for 14 straight weeks.
Good accomplishment.
That's pretty good.
For women in hip-hop, you know, that's a wicked accomplishment. And, you know, hats off to her and what she's doing.
And you and I were recently, you mentioned to Chris as he walked out, that her and Lil' Kim were beefing. All beef aside, those two have played a huge role in terms of women in hip-hop.
Oh, yeah.
So props to both Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, you know. As we go on, we'll be playing some of their songs.
Hopefully they collaborate on something.
It's good that, you know, we give props to both Nicki and Lil' Kim and females in general for in hip-hop, because it is breast cancer awareness.
It is. You know what? Ladies, get yourself checked if you need to, if you think that something might be up. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't, you know, women are our cornerstone.
That's why we're here.
You know what I mean? And honestly, that's why we're all here. All right. Unless you're a test tube baby. But I don't want to point fingers or anything. But, you know, women are amazing. So
support all that. There's a bunch of banners going around the school right now. There's the Pretty in Pink going on right now.
So, you know, help it out.
Yeah, so check that out and support. I know at my work we have The pink pamphlets from Shoppers Drug Mart. Yeah. We hand them out to all the customers.
I happen to work at Shoppers.
There you go. Shouts out to Shoppers. All right, so Nicki Minaj, keep doing your thing. We will be doing our thing next week as well. And in the gyms, still keep a lookout for our top 50 project.
Got to get that done there.
Definitely. So. Hoops and Hip Hop, number 11. That's it. Oh, also, before I forget, Jesus.
You always forget. Jesus. We've been forgetting for like the past 2 weeks, and I really shouldn't be forgetting because this is my homie. We got to give a big shout out to DJ D Nice.
Say it again.
DJ D Nice.
One more time.
Shouts out.
One more time for the three times that we missed it.
DJ D Nice, all right, man. Darnell Patterson, you know, hooking us up with the mixes
every week.
At the end of our show every week, even when something's happening, he knows that we're having, like, let's say, a big interview or whatever the case may be, he has it prepared. Mm-hmm. And we just want to thank him for, you know, spending some time and getting us some hot music.
He's our official DJ.
Our official DJ.
If we get anywhere doing this, like, I know we're doing lots of interviews with Raptors people.
Shout him out.
If we go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, if we get picked up by the score, we're bringing Darnell
with us. We're bringing
him in. We're gonna when we sign that contract.
See, Darnell, it's gonna be like, yo, we're getting
me,
a job as
DJ and Darnell. Because this man has given us a DJ, I mean, a mix
every
and a DJ to promote every week. All right. So
here it is.
Our apologies for messing up on the shout outs the previous episodes. This has been Hoops and Hip Hop. I'm Chris Charisma.
And I am DJ Johnson.
And we'll see you guys again next week. Peace.
Peace.
Cody Simpson, yeah.
Shut y'all that who that who that you think always missing you. Ay, can I get a number kissing you? I don't cry, yeah. Okay, I shed a tear or two on the grind, yeah. But girl, ain't no forgetting you.
finish. No, you don't want to stop easy, cause the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted, cause she open when you twist her. Never met the but I like I missed her. Life is the and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a family picture. You know father time, we all know mother nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, segregation. Run it up, you